This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Baby, oh baby, oh baby, Steven Rizzotto on the board. He's doing a good job. I've never heard from him. Never looked so nervous in his life.
He's got his Reardon hat on today.
No, that's the problem.
Steven, you going to plan that alumni game? Thumbs up?
I'm going to be there 1,000%. I have it circled on my calendar. I actually was the one that mentioned it to the new coach, Craig Sargent. I said, we need an alumni game. And he was like, oh, we should. So,
are you planning an alumni game?
I think I am. I'm a little worried if I'm going to be like too old, though. I don't know if I'll be able to hang.
What is the alumni game?
I've seen people older than you play. And play well, too. So I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Archbishop Reardon. Go Crusaders.
Yeah, go Crusaders, for sure.
I think they hate me. After I was talking to Tofi after the state championship game. He was down there, Santa Fe College. Good to catch up with John Tofi. He goes, I love how you rib Reardon. They take it so personal. And I know you too well. I was like, yeah, I only do it to get on Shasky's nerves. But I got a lot of love for Crusader Forum. One of the best gyms in the state. Crusader Forum is awesome. Awesome. Love covering games there. Anyway, shout out to those.
Joey Curtin.
Shout out to the basketball program. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. A lot of calls here. We're going to get right into it, Shasky. Niners lose to the Dolphins. They were eliminated from the playoffs before the game, but the form matters, right? I thought for the most part they played hard, which is, you know, a pro team. I see some teams lay down at this stage of the season when they know they have nothing to play for. What went wrong? What went right? The trenches fails them once again. Brock Purdy throws the big pick to lose the game. Did you like the throw? Obviously, you didn't like the throw because it was a pick. But what do you make of Brock? Is that a game where you sit back and say, all right, yeah, we need a new quarterback next season? Has this been a season where you think that, yeah, maybe we need another quarterback next season?
Well, if I were to detach myself from all the money and I said he could play for free next year, I still bring in somebody. Like, and I'm not saying to replace him, but to push him at minimum, you've got to have better long-term, short-term alternatives than Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs. That's what I found out this year. Like, I really have. I have questions on his health. I have questions now on his accuracy and his decision-making, which were not a question heading into this year. Ball security has been a big problem, whether it's the turnovers, the fumbles, all that stuff. And then, like, I think that his limited size, you know, makes it even more incumbent that he has to be a great decision maker. He has to be deadly accurate. And when those things slip a little, it's not going to look great. And I think that I have more questions about him than I ever had heading into the year.
Is this the norm for Brock, or is this an outlier? Is the norm last season or the season before?
I'm not going to say he can't bounce back, right? Because what I saw was excellence, damn near excellence for 25 games. Like, excellence. Some of the height of the position that I've seen. But he's also put together about 20 games now where it's been real iffy. And I just think that if you're being fair with these things, if you don't have questions...
20 games?
Yeah. You're looking at, since the Baltimore game, you got about 19 games, basically, of a guy who has more turnovers than touchdowns. That's not good.
Well, playoff games, playoffs are going to be tougher, but I also
see... three of them.
But I also see rallies in back-to-back playoff games. When you needed a drive in the playoff game, I mean, the Green Bay game, I think, erases everything. He played excellent in the fourth quarter. You got the win. You advanced in the NFC Championship.
He also dug a big hole by playing very poorly for three quarters.
But you dug yourself out of that hole. Not a lot of quarterbacks would. Not a lot of quarterbacks would. I've seen Aaron Rodgers dig himself a hole, never get out of it in a playoff game. The greats of the greats have failed in the playoffs. Failed. This guy rallied you against Green Bay in the rain and then rallied you from a 24-7 deficit against the Detroit Lions.
Okay, those were two games last year.
Those are monster games.
Okay, what has he
those
done
are
this
just
year?
Not two games. Those are okay. do-or-die games at home in the playoffs. This year has been a struggle for
him.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt he hasn't played his best football. But also realize that the context matters, too. And I understand why he hasn't played his best football. There's a lot of other stuff going on his football team that has contributed to spotty play all around. Like, Fred Warner has not had his best season. Now, we give him credit because he's playing on a fractured ankle. But he hasn't had his best season. You know, Nick Bosa has been healthy for the most part and wasn't producing a great season. Now he's hurt, and now we can't expect anything from him because he's just not doing anything. So, everybody, Deebo Samuel has been one of the biggest disappointments on this roster.
Sure, and everyone's ready to run him out of town.
That's one of Brock's primary weapons. One of his primary
Jennings
weapons.
Jennings is having a monster year.
Jennings is having a good season, no doubt. Kittle's having a very good season, no doubt. But your first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, has 190 receiving yards.
Yeah, but he came into the season as the fourth or fifth option.
Well, he's a first, wide receiver. He's a first-round pick.
Sure.
And they said, and from all the reports... All the reports from people who cover the team.
Yeah.
This guy's the best route runner on the football team. He's going
to
have
what
a
What does that have to do with Purdy being inaccurate?
No, it has to do with Ricky Pearsall not being open.
Okay.
Not being able to get off a press man. Do the Niners receive a core not have the worst separation
rate?
Well, no,
so that's actually an incorrect stat because you keep citing it, and yet when you dig a little deeper, it's when the ball is thrown to them, what is their separation? Not at any point on their route tree.
No, I understand what it is. I understand what it is.
For example, Juwan Jennings, there was four different plays that people cited in the comment section of the numbers you're citing where people are like, well, Jennings had three steps on this guy, and because of a poor throw, it gets marked down as zero separation when in reality, he had 6 yards of separation before the ball was underthrown.
There's been underthrowns, Shasky, but you watch the game just like me.
Okay.
They can't get off a press man. That separation of the line of scrimmage is awful.
I'm not here to say that there's some ridiculous man beater. I'm just saying that Purdy hasn't been great.
It's the book on them. They can't get off a man coverage.
The book on Brock right now currently
he's not
accurate. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to press those guys because we don't think that you have the guts to throw beyond the numbers down the field. And then we think that if we keep you in the pocket, we're going to stick our hands up because you're only going to throw over the middle on crossers and on slants.
They've got no birders on the outside. They got no birders. They got nobody who can take the top off the defense, and they cannot get off the press man at the line of scrimmage. So, I'm not exonerating Brock Purdy. He hasn't been good. He has not been as good as he was a season ago, where he was possibly the MVP.
And that's
okay.
Why I fall down
but everything
I'm
else,
bringing in somebody.
But everything else has regressed a lot worse.
Sure.
Like Brock's regression compared to Deebo's regression has not even been close.
Okay.
The offensive line's regression from a season ago has not even been close to Brock's regression at the quarterback position. Their running back spot.
The offensive line is not good.
Exactly.
It wasn't otherworldly last year.
It was better than it was this year. Sure. Arabix was infinitely better last year than he was this season.
Yeah, but I also think
Trent Williams was an all-pro last
Dominic
season.
Cooney's
he could stay
so
field.
Much better than whoever played right guard last year. And McKivitz has had a much better year this year than he did last year.
I don't know. I don't know
that are
about
graded
that.
On these things that do it for a living.
McKivitz gets rolled
better.
Every single week. So if all those position groups are a lot worse than they were a season ago, and Brock's regression, like if I'm looking at all the regressions, Brock regressions doesn't compute to Deebo's or Bosa's. When I'm looking at the premium players on his team, Brock's been okay.
I don't even think he's had a top five season on the offense. You could say maybe Jordan Mason, Dominic Pooney, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know where you'd put Brock into the.
I'd put Brock in the top five. I'd put Brock in the top five.
Maybe five.
I'll put Brock in the top five. I'll put him in the top five. Let's go to...
I don't think he's been that great.
Let's go to... So, do you want to move off from him?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing someone in to compete with him. I'm not being so...
So, you basically
like
want to bring
contract
in...
For another
so,
year.
So, you don't want to guarantee him the starting job next season?
It depends on who you bring in. If you draft a quarterback, I don't think that guy will be ready right away. And if you bring in a veteran, like, well, who is that veteran? I don't know. But I don't think this is good enough. I just don't. And I don't think that this, all of a sudden, hey, just get healthy and next year you're a playoff team. They're all a year
I'm
older.
I'm not saying that.
They're a lot more expensive.
I'm not saying that.
They got a hit on a lot of draft picks. I think they've got an uphill road here. I'm not saying the sky's falling. I don't think it's that bleak.
I don't think it's that bleak for this football team, especially in this league. I don't. I truly don't.
They need linebacker. They need full defensive line. They need a free safety. I think they need a center. They need a left guard. I got to find out what's going on with Trent Williams. They're probably going to need another wide receiver, which is crazy considering how much they've spent on it. I think you need another running back. Like, there are a lot of needs on this team.
I think they'll be fine. If they have 10 needs, I think they could fill those holes. Free agency, the draft, trades. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine. Let's go to... That's just my opinion. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. When I look at the schedule, the way they've lost these games, it's not like they're getting blown out. They're leading these games, or they're in these games in the fourth quarter. Hell, they've blown 3 fourth-quarter leads in the division alone. They've blown 3 fourth-quarter leads. I mean, so
the Raiders can make an argument like that.
No, they can't. Come on, man. Well, you're being silly.
No, I mean,
no, you're being silly.
But like saying, come like, on, well, they haven't gotten blown out. That's not how low the bar is.
No, they've controlled the game and had leads in the fourth quarter. Come on, man. The Raiders are really going to bring the Raiders involved with the Niners.
That's some stuff that the Raiders would say.
The Raiders have no direction whatsoever. When I look at the totality and the context of this game, when you're saying that, I think they're going to struggle going 500 next season. And I look back at this season, I said, damn, you flipped these three games, you're 9-6. You're not 9-6. And you can't do that. But when you think about the Rams game in week number 3, what did them in? Was that a Brock game that did them in? Or was it special teams? Was it a bad kick by Jake Moody once again? You know what I mean? What about Arizona? Jordan Mason literally fumbled inside the 10-yard line to put the game away. Literally fumbled inside the 10.
You're right, Brock's been great.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying that at all. Like, you guys don't hear me when I say Brock is struggling, but if I give him a little compliment today, it's like, oh, my God, you're holding his water. No, I'm not. So I ask the question to everybody out there. Do you want to move off of Brock? Because that's what this is coming down to.
I think at the bare minimum, they got to bring someone else in to compete with him. Bare minimum.
For the starting job.
Sure,
you're asking somebody. So yeah, you don't even want to guarantee Brock Purdy the starting job for next
season.
This year,
and what happened? Like, they basically let Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs. They're competing for the back. I think you got to bring it in. When they brought in Sam Darnold to compete, even though they said internally that it was his job, like, I think that competition brought the best out of everyone.
I don't think he was competing with Brock. They gave Brock the job. They won.
It felt like you had Brock... taking days off because of the elbow and whatnot, and he had Darnold running with the ones. I thought it brought the best out of everyone.
Let's go to, wow, who's who on here? Let's go to Jay in Oakland. We'll start off with Jay in Oakland.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, first thing first, I just want to say, I grew up 5 minutes away from the Coliseum. And Ricky Henderson, man, he was more than a baseball player to a lot of the black kids out there, man. He was a superhero. So rest in peace, Ricky, man. He was a real one.
Hold on.
I agree with you, Bonte. Looking at these last couple games, I don't see a lack of effort, but what I do see is a lack of discipline with this team. And I can't recall a time where the 49ers just looked so undisciplined. 12 men on the field, unnecessary roughness penalties, just, and I think that all falls on the feet of Kyle. And I don't want to come down too hard on Kyle, man, but I think Kyle's a good quarterback, but he's not that guy. Like, Joe kind of just, ripped off all of the records, man, of all of the other coaches with losing records, man. Mike Tomlin is that guy. Like, no losing records with quarterbacks like Mitchell Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett. Mike Tomlin is that guy. But one last point I just kind of want to make is that I'm not completely fearful or, concerned, because I think next year they will be a better team. I mean, they should be a better team. I mean, they're going to be playing an NFC South, and I think they're probably going to have the third or fourth losing record of the division, so they should be playing weaker teams. But I am scared about Kyle, and because I think that he hasn't been able to reinvent himself. You know what I mean? Like, have we ever seen Kyle be able to reinvent himself? And that's my biggest concern.
I want to go back to Purdy for a second. And we'll have a conversation about Kyle and reinventing himself. And I thought he had a great answer. Was it Friday or Thursday? Where he told the media, goes, every week we're reinventing ourselves. Every week we're trying something different. Every week we're trying to see where we could get better at. That's the way the league works. That's the way coaching works. Belichick trying to reinvent himself every year. That's what they do. So I do think that's being a little overblown about Shanahan reinventing himself. At the end of the day, he's going to stick to his core principles and trying to run the football, trying to get the 30 carries and controlling the clock. And yesterday they weren't able to do that. They couldn't run the ball whatsoever. You're down to your fourth or fifth running back, whether or not you want to count Elijah Mitchell there. You're not running the ball well right now, and that's the Shanahan staple. So I do think he'll be better next season. But back to Brock for a second. Let me steal this from the 650. And it's a great question on the Comcast Business X Line, Shasky. I'm curious if you guys have a list of quarterbacks you believe would have had a winning record this year dealing with what Brock dealt with. This is a real question and not being sarcastic.
Well, I think based on the evidence,
get your mic on.
I think based on the evidence of this year, it sure feels like Baker Mayfield and Matt Stafford are guys that aren't in that golden four that I think would have winning records with the team this year. They've been, you know, dynamic in second halves.
You know, Baker doesn't even have a winning record in Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah,
they're 7-7.
I'm aware with that. Yeah, but
they're
I also
7-7.
I think our team is better than their team. You know, and we've seen it. And they've got some huge injuries on that team.
Their receiving core is a lot better.
Okay,
running
then you disagree, but that's just my list.
Yeah,
so I've got Baker,
I'm looking
I've got
at
Stafford,
the team. I wholeheartedly disagree. 8-7, Baker.
Herbert. And this is going off the top of my head. Herbert. I feel like Jordan Love would also have a winning record right now. I'm going to put Jordan Love on there, even though he's a turnover machine. I think he also throws the ball down the field significantly better. Obviously, the Golden Force. So I'm at 8 right there. I think Sam Darnold right now. Look, he's playing great. Got to give Sam Darnold some credit. You know, this year is completely shut me.
Sam Darnold had weapons like this, and he stunk in New York and Carolina.
I'm just going off what I'm seeing right now. And I think Sam Darnold.
The question was, if you put them on this team with this roster right now, would they
Darnold
have winning records?
I think he would have a winning record.
With this roster right now in this offensive line.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Because right. I don't think Purdy's risen up to the challenge. And for
looking at you, man. Like, come on.
I'm sorry, Shasky. I love you, but I have to disagree. Sam Darnold will not have this team.
This is my list.
It's a fair list. I just disagree with that.
Jared Goff would have a winning record with this roster right now.
He has George Kittle. Why couldn't he?
All right.
Why couldn't he? You guys are caping up for Purdy, and
now
you don't
we're
even believe
up.
In him.
Now
you're the most skeptic of Purdy.
I'm not afraid to say anything.
No
I'm not afraid to say anything.
Don't do me like that, man.
Don't do me like that. Talk about I'm trying to cape for Brock Purdy, man. Don't be better than these internet trolls, dude.
I'm telling you that he's been underwhelming.
Oh my God, stop it.
Quarterback this year.
Stop it.
He is.
Stop it. You really believe Sam Darnold and Jared Goff?
Shut me up.
This season sucked.
So?
This season has sucked for the Niners. There's no doubt about it.
We'd be two games better.
But if the special teams is a little bit better, they're two games better. If Jordan Mason doesn't fumble, they're two games better. If Roddy Bell doesn't drop a pass, they're two games better.
And if he hits Ayuk over the top and actually throws it, we're not even talking about
Roddy Bell. If Debo Samuel catches a ball in the rain against the LA Rams, they're better. So everybody has to play better. But come on, man.
He's gotten outplayed by Geno Smith.
Sam Darnold had talent with the New York Jets, and Sam Darnold stuck. Now all of a sudden he's got Justin Jefferson and all these offensive weapons.
I'm a great weapon.
Like,
I hate
stop,
this.
Man.
I'm not.
I asked the question
like
was Jared Goff on this roster. Come on, man.
Jared
you don't believe
Goff
Jared
is
Goff.
Playing great football.
Yeah, he has great team, great talent around him. He's always had great talent. No, the defense is hurt.
Their offense is also hurt. They've got injuries.
They got Jameer Gibbs. Is Jameer Gibbs?
And
Jameson Williams is suspended two games.
And then
but they still have
Amon-Ra
St. Brown. And they have Sam Darnold.
Okay.
And they have Jameer Gibbs.
Right. I'll stand
stop
down.
It.
You're
no,
right.
I'm not right. Stop it.
Just
being negative. This
I have
is
the
crazy.
To say that Purdy has been mediocre. Don't come down.
Who has that? No, I haven't. I'm giving you perspective on why Purdy has struggled. And I've critiqued him over and over about Purdy struggling. You're all doom and gloom talking about, Purdy's not this, Purdy's not that. So I'm asking you a straight question. Do you want to replace Purdy next year? If you
I
want to replace him, then just say it.
Today.
You just want me to be negative like you, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have perspective on my assessment
about
Brock Purdy. Well, I don't care about your little temper tantrum about Purdy this and Purdy that.
You're
come
afraid
on, man.
To say
no.
What the real is.
Stop
the real is the guy
stop
is playing quarterback for the Niners, and the standards are high, and he wants $60 million, and he has not played near that
and
this
I
year.
Said that. He has I said that he hasn't been worth $60 million.
He's played closer
I
to
said he hasn't been worth $60 million.
And he has five
Stop
and ten.
I said he hasn't started. He's
no,
I've never
you
said he's worth
you
60.
Haven't said that.
I've never
Nor
said.
Close.
Love it. Have I ever said that he's worth $60 million? Have I ever said he's worth $50 million? Have I ever said he's worth $40 million? But you're so fixated on the money. You've been fixated on the money since last July, and you can't even enjoy the damn season and critique correctly. There's perspective
the ball
to playing football.
Has been in his hands in
oh
the fourth
my God.
Quarter, in the Rams
Stop
game.
Stop it.
In the game they just
had. Oh, my
had.
God.
How many times? Seattle
so
game at home.
I assess
right
the situation.
The
I assess
the guy has failed to deliver
so
the throw. What's
what would you like me to do?
All year?
What would you like me to do? What would you like me to do? Would you like me to sit here screaming, yelling,
no,
and say,
stop
party stops?
Keeping up for him.
Guys, I don't. Guys, hold up. Hold on. Let's take a time. Take a second, right? Let's just chill for a second.
He's played like Jimmy Garoppolo. And everyone's afraid to say because we took the mask off of Scooby-Doo, and it looks just like Jimmy when we spent 2 years telling everybody he's
flipping
better than Jimmy.
Shasky, I don't think it's as bad as Jimmy Garoppolo levels, but what's the one game this year for you to point out? One game this year that was like
was
purely
coming?
Brock Purdy
we
was the reason why
it.
They lost that game.
What's that?
Is there a game this year where you would say Brock Purdy is solely the reason why they lost that game?
No, but he also hasn't been the sole reason why they won a game.
No, but I don't think there's, I don't think there's been a single game where he's been the sole reason.
Is quarterback.
This year.
And when I watch all of these other guys will their teams to wins, like, yeah, it's frustrating. I specifically watched Matt Stafford will his team with no Puka and no Cooper Kupp against Brock Purdy in the second half, and he made all the plays with no one around him.
But you also had a kicker miss a kick to ice the game, and you also had a special teams blunder, and you had a wide receiver.
Never his fault, John,
no, I didn't
no,
say that.
No, it's not just
his
that. It's not
even
never his
that.
Fault. It's
just did those things not happen?
No, but
did those things not happen?
It. You've got to overcome it. Lamar Jackson,
you can't overcome
year after year,
a missed field goal.
Around him.
You can't overcome a missed field goal and a guy dropping a pass when you have a chance to win the game. Literally, he dropped a pass to win the game.
I listed 10 quarterbacks
Come on, man.
That have had a better year than Brock Purdy off
that's
the
fine.
Top of my head.
That's fine.
And I believe
that's
all
fine.
10 of those would have a winning
But you
record.
Would not go into the offseason taking Sam Darnold over Brock Purdy.
I might.
The way you can. Oh my God.
This year
oh,
I might.
Okay, all right.
Presented with new information.
All right.
I actually might.
Okay. Let's go to Tim in San Francisco. Tim, what's happening?
Blood of fire, y'all. Rest in peace, Ricky Henderson. Much love from the Bay. All I want to know, do we want a ring from Shanahan in year 15? Because it's going to hit different in year 15. Let's just keep it real. That's all I got to say. Peace.
Let's go to David Fresno. Boy, that was a great call for 30 seconds. David Fresno, what's happening?
Hey, I love the passion. I love the fire. I love it. Joe Shasky, amen, brother. Tell him, don't be scared. Stay with your chest.
Scared with what? And, scared of what? You know, what am I scared of? Honestly, that's some fan talk. That's low level
you,
fan
Dante.
Talk. Who the hell is scared of what?
Hold up, wait.
Scared of what?
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking
scared
about
of
you.
What?
I'm not talking about
Shut
you.
Shut up. Get
I'm
up. Bye bye.
About
You're
you.
Gone.
Let me.
You're gone. This low-level argument about being scared to critique. We've critiqued Brock Purdy every single year, every single week, in every single throw. Has he been a great quarterback? No, he has not. But there's also a lot of things around this football team that hasn't been great. And it's not all his fault. It's not. And I don't think Brock Purdy's the greatest quarterback ever. I've never said Brock Purdy was worth $60 million. It's never come out of my mouth. But don't get mad at me because I'm not doom and gloom about everything happening. There's perspective to all this. There is. There is.
So you think next year he just gets healthy, they improve everything around him, and he plays better?
I don't think Brock Purdy's the biggest issue on this football team. I could list 15 issues before I get to Brock Purdy.
List them.
I will. Pass rush.
Okay.
Defensive line against the run.
That's the same
Safety.
Thing.
Safety. No, it's not the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. No, it's not the same thing.
Improving the pass rush
the run,
and the D-line.
D-tackles inside, collapse in the pocket inside, interior pressure, outside
right,
pressure. Those are two different things.
Okay.
Stopping the run. It's three different things. How about a free safety who's a ball hawk?
Okay.
How about a wide receiver who could get off of press coverage? How about a wide receiver who could take the top off the defense?
That's what I use
How about
ace
top? How about a second tight end for once? A second tight end who could be a threat.
So a non-starter. Okay.
A non-starter.
So
just give me another tight end. Give me another tight end.
Quarterback?
Give me no, I didn't say that. The quarterback's not the problem. If I roll into the season, if those other issues are improved, the quarterback's going to be fine.
I see. I think that's where you and I
another one. And I got more. I got more. I need a right tackle. I need a left guard. I need a center. I need another running back in case McCaffrey can't go next season, who can do things in the pass game as well as pick up a blitz on third down and be able to stay healthy. I need all those things. May need another fullback. Kyle Juszczyk's may be gone. I need better coordinators. All right, I need a better special teams coordinator. I need a better defensive coordinator. I need a better special teams coach. All right, I need all these things. But Brock Purdy's not on that list. He's not in my list of things that I really need to upgrade. Brock Purdy's fine. I think we're just being highly emotional because the season has gone our way. And the quarterback has shown some dents in the armor, some chinks in the armor that, yeah, he's not a perfect quarterback. But how many are? How many are really in this league right now?
I listed 10 who've played better than him off the top of my head.
Oh, my God.
This year. Off the top of my head.
All right.
Am I wrong?
I'm not in my feelings, man. I'm not in my feelings. Yeah, they have everything at their disposal. Better defense, better weapons, better running game. Do they not have better defenses?
I could argue that he has more than enough weaponry to get the job.
Yeah, I disagree with that. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com.
Save on premium protein at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get no antibiotics ever bone-in beef rib roast for 20% off through December 24th. Wow your guests with a fall-off-the-bone holiday centerpiece. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Right. Do you know the secret to moving better and feeling great? Stretching. That's all. I need stretch right now. I got some stress right now going on. We're talking Brock Purdy and the 49ers, and we all need to get stretched, and we need to just alleviate the stretch. It's a lost season, folks. It's okay. It's going to happen. You have less soreness and tightness. You'll perform better in your workouts, and your muscles will recover faster. And don't think Stretch Lab is just for athletes. It's for any age, any body type, and any fitness level. Everybody needs a stretch. Get to Stretch Lab. It's a game changer, and they'll help you feel better in your body. Go to stretchlab.com/Bay Area for details. That's stretchlab.com/Bay Area.
It's Brian from San Ramon. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Shanahan, run the ball.
All right, if David Fresno wants to call back, he's probably hurt. I shouldn't have cut him off. But don't insult me and say that I'm scared to say something. Like, I've been consistent with everything I've said about the quarterback. And so if we're willing to... So this is where the conversation evolves to then. If you don't want Brock Purdy, if you don't think Brock Purdy's good enough, and you want to move on from the quarterback position, now you have Kyle Shanahan. That's a different conversation. Do you want Shanahan picking another quarterback? Because if you don't want that, and I've heard complaints about that, about Shanahan and his quarterback evaluations, then we just might as well blow up everything then. If that's the case, but we can't have measured perspectives about Brock Purdy, and that's the problem with sports media today, is that you either got to rip a guy or you're caping for him. I'm not caping for him. I'm not ripping him. I can rip him while not caping for him. You can do that, folks. There's a gray area in sports. I don't know if you knew that. Everything's just not black and white. Like, oh, he sucks or he's great. No. It doesn't work like that. Especially in the game of football. You need, obviously, with these other quarterbacks, you need things around them to function at a high level. And when they don't, it falls on the quarterback. And then you say, hey, can you bail us out? Not all quarterbacks can do that. But Brock Purdy, in my opinion, hasn't been the biggest issue this year. Has he regressed a little from the MVP season? Absolutely. And I've said that every single week. I've highlighted throws every single week. I've done the same thing. I just don't yell about it. I'm trying not to yell about
it. Is he an answer?
Brock Purdy an answer?
Is he an answer?
Yes, absolutely.
You think he's an answer?
Absolutely. You can win a lot of games with Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
I found it ironic that I'm watching that game yesterday, and I think that these guys mirror each other a lot. One person might want to take Tua over him, and some people take Brock. Brock's had way higher highs in terms of playoff success. Tua's never won a game in December, but when I watched them play on the field yesterday, they were very similar. Very similar.
I thought Brock was a better quarterback.
Okay.
I thought Brock was better. I thought he
they were very
with what
similar.
He had to work with? I thought Mike McDaniel just makes it so easy for Tua to complete good passes. Then there's a health issue with Tua. Hell, the concussion problem is a real thing. Now Purdy has a shoulder and an elbow. But you know what? Purdy threw the ball well yesterday. So I'm sorry. On this football team, when I see everything that's happened, and everybody, I'm just not going to blame this guy. If we want to move out from the quarterback, that's fine. I'm going
to
respect
that.
Well,
no,
opinion.
I don't think anyone wants to. He wants $60 million, which is over here to the side.
Well, it's right? A report, right?
Well, that's what they're saying. We're led to believe. He wants $60 million, so that's over here to the side. I don't think he's good enough to take a team that's in transition, clearly, to the promised land. Right now, does that mean that I want to get rid of him? No, I want to keep. I want to keep what I consider to be a player that brings some value to the table. But I don't think that he's above me looking to find something better. So simultaneously, while I'm probably going to give him a big pay raise, which he's earned and he's deserved, I'm going to either draft a guy or bring someone in to push him along. And you would do that at any other position: left tackle, guard, free safety.
So you just want a quarterback. You just want a quarterback competition.
At minimum, yeah.
So you do not want to guarantee Brock Purdy the starting quarterback job next season.
Well, it depends who you're bringing in, right? Like, if you bring in a washed-up Kirk Cousins to back him up, like, you're not having a competition. Kirk Cousins is done, right? But something in my head is saying, I don't know if Kyle's done with that, you know, because he's been linked to this guy for so long. I don't know what's going through Kyle's head. I have no idea.
So we're willing to move off of Brock Purdy after this season.
I'm willing to see if there are upgrades out there. And I think that every reasonable fan is trying to upgrade. Every position I'm trying
no
to.
No doubt.
Like right now, CMC, I believe, he had a singular great season in a 49er uniform. One of the great ones of all time. Am I above trying to find the next great running back? Hell no. Hell no. I'm still trying to find the next dude. So it's the same thing at quarterback. Like, Brock's fine for right now. I'm trying to find the next dude.
All right, find the next dude.
And I don't think I'm alone in that.
No, you're not. You're not. It's, if you want to upgrade, upgrade. But what is the upgrade? We know the names that are out there.
That's the hardest part.
Is Sam Darnold really an upgrade?
If you'd have said that a year ago, I would have laughed at myself for suggesting
it. I know how you felt after Sam Darnold played that Rams game last year.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So I don't, you know, we don't need to revisit
that. But he's also played a hell of a lot better.
He's played
better. At one point when Baker Mayfield was on his third team in a singular season and he was like 1 foot out of the NFL, I had a very low perspective of Baker Mayfield. He has played significantly better since then, and so my opinion of him has evolved. Aaron Rodgers was the MVP just a couple of years ago. My opinion of him has devolved. So these things can change quickly.
All right. Offensive line needs to be upgraded. You're on your fourth running back. Who is it? McCaffrey? You didn't have McCaffrey. Yeah, Jordan Mason, Garindo, McCaffrey.
Eli at one point.
Eli. So you're on basically your fifth running back right now.
Yes.
Fifth running back. All right, not a lot of quarterbacks can overcome that. You see Kansas City, they lose Pacheco, they bring in Kareem Hunt right away. Right away, don't even mess around. That's what teams do. That's what they do. But who is willing out there to move on from Brock after this season? Like, here's another question for you, because I already know your answers, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Can you build your team around Brock Purdy?
I don't think you can. Everything has to be perfect. And they had the Avengers last year, and it was unbelievable. You know how difficult it is to keep those things together? We're seeing that this year.
But where is, you know?
Like, you have a once-in-a-generation left tackle, right? These are what people say about those guys.
Yeah, I don't care what people say. What are you watching? And what I'm watching is a quarterback who helped elevate these guys. Brock Purdy had something to do with Ayuk having his best season ever. Ayuk played with Jimmy. He didn't have a year close to the season he had a season ago.
Yeah, but they also
Christian McCaffrey played his best football in his system, right? Does Brock get any credit for that, for elevating anybody?
He was really good.
Does he get any credit for elevating anybody?
Who said he doesn't
was
get it credit? Always He's fight, really good.
You know?
We were singing it. I was singing his praises week after week after week. He hasn't played like that. You know, you're supposed to throw, and you even heard Tony Romo talking about it on the broadcast. Like, you got to throw to the open man. That's the whole offense. It's not necessarily dictated on, like, I'm targeting Brandon Ayuk 12 times a game. You throw to the open man. This year, his decision making on who the open man is and his accuracy have not been as good.
I just don't know where this whole Bonte here keeping up for Purdy stuff. When just last week at Thursday Night Football, I say right now, in the month of December or November, he's not playing like the best quarterback in the NFC. All the other NFC West quarterbacks are playing better than him at that time. Doesn't mean I'm going to take him long-term over these quarterbacks, but as of now, in that moment, they were playing better football than Brock Purdy. And I mentioned how he underthrew Ricky Pearsall last week. I mentioned how he underthrew Jacob Cowan in the Kansas City game or George Kittle. So nobody, I'm not caping up for Brock Purdy. But let's hold on for a second before we start just making sweeping indictments on who he is as a quarterback. I still think he's a really good quarterback, and I understand what his record is over the last 20. I also understand what the team has looked like over the last 20 and who hasn't been on the football field in the last 20 games. Those are all facts. And we can't sit here and say, well, he has great weapons in Deebo Samuel when the previous 5 weeks everybody was ready to run Deebo out of town for having 101 receiving yards in the last 5 weeks. So which one is it? I don't do the whole wishy-washy flipping and flopping all that stuff.
So let me ask, because you keep bringing up all the weapons. So when can we critique him?
I've been critiquing him.
No, I'm saying
you can critique him if you want to.
It seems like there's...
Who the hell?
No, these elements have to be just right for...
No, I'm not saying that at all. I mentioned over and over how he missed a second 11 throw against Seattle. Iced the game on a play action pass, and then Geno came right down the football field.
So how would you assess his season this year?
It hasn't been great.
Okay.
It hasn't been great.
Which has been my original opinion.
I've said that all the time, but you claim that I'm scared to criticize him. What? That is asinine. I'm not going to scream and yell about the quarterback. I'm not doing that. Because I understand he's not the biggest issue on this football team.
Yeah, right, I would argue that quarterback is the number one position in sports.
It's the number one position in sports.
And the teams that are leading pretty much every division, you can look at their quarterback play and you could say, yeah, that's why they are.
But also the other teams, too, have great defenses, great running games, great special teams,
great
kickers.
But there's a reason why it gets $60 million a year and why this guy wants $60 million a year.
Well, the owner came out and said he's going to reset the market. Not Brock Purdy. The owner said that. Get on Jed York about that. The owner said that. He said it.
Well,
not
like
Brock.
Again, the quarterback position will always get a higher level of scrutiny than all of the others.
That's fine.
Because of the money, the allocation. We're going to see teams go in the draft right now.
How would you like me to criticize Brock?
I'm not doing it.
Because
I'm saying that when I look at quarterback play, like we talk about the New York Giants. The first thing you bring up is quarterback play. We talk about the Raiders. The first thing, man, they went with Gardner Minshew to start the year.
Those are terrible quarterbacks.
Like, when I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars situation, how can you not discuss in the first sentence Trevor Lawrence?
That's
right.
Fine.
So all those teams, we start at quarterback. And it's the same thing with the 49ers. They had a lost year. Yes, there's a lot of things that are going on. The quarterback play hasn't been as good. And where this gets, I get PTSD, I start thinking about Jimmy and how he kind of fell off. And I start thinking about Kaepernick and how he fell off. And yeah, in both those situations, their bodies gave out, the team around them disintegrated. But their play also disintegrated. And so, like, I'm saying that I have a quarterback problem. Like, I don't think it's just as clear
cut as you think we have a quarterback. So you think the Niners have a quarterback problem?
What?
You think we have a quarterback problem?
I think it's up in the air. Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. I feel like it's up in the air.
That's fine. That's fair.
At one point, I thought that this guy was a top 10 guy, locked and loaded, wasn't a question, and now I'm walking that back.
And then you'll walk it back when he balls out next season, right?
If he does, yeah. Like, I mean, why not?
David Frisco, what's happening?
You thought Brady was washed, and then Brady wasn't washed,
yeah,
right?
But you know what I understood, though?
What?
He didn't have the weapons around him, right? His last team in New England, he was throwing to Kimbrough.
Like, you know,
no, it's not a cop-out. Those are the truth. He had Kimbrough Tompkins, and then he goes to Tampa Bay, and he's got Gronk, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. Oh, all of a sudden, his core around him got a lot better. And the offense around them in New England that last year.
But opinions aren't stagnant. I don't understand why they have to be frozen in carbonite.
I didn't say that at all.
Like his play
I'm not saying that
been,
at all. You're talking
as we assess his play, his play
are you having
consistent.
A conversation with the internet or me? I don't know what's going on here. I'm just listening to what you're saying. David Frisco, man. What's going on? This is insane.
Dave,
I apologize for hanging up on you, man. That was my bad. Go ahead. Talk.
It's good, bro. Tempers is, I mean, it's an emotional time, bro. It's been an emotional season. I get it. I was just speaking to in general, and I will say this real quick about Brock. I think if you subscribe to, you know, Brock being the quarterback of the 49ers, I think it's just a new standard. I think that's kind of taking place with the Santa Clara 49ers where it, like, good enough is the standard. And I don't subscribe to that. You know, I subscribe to Joe Montana, Steve Young, and it's been a long time since that. But my original point I called was about yesterday in particular, and with Kyle Shanahan, I didn't understand why Dre Greenlaw was in the game. We found out before kickoff that we didn't have a shot in the playoffs, and this is twice this year that the coach
as great as he's been, these questionable decisions, why give McCaffrey heavy workload after his injuries and Greenlaw? Like, why play him when there's nothing to play for? It? Like, if you heard after the game, Fred was, he was mad about that. If you read between the lines, he did not appreciate the fact. He was like, hey, we got to protect him from himself because Dre wants to play. As a head coach and with your cachet, bro, you got to make these decisions. And I think that's the frustration some fans have is that, yes, he's had some great success, but I feel like he's contradicted himself with some really, really, really bad decisions during his tenure.
Well, can I ask you a question? The guy is going to be a free agent. I really like Dre Greenlaw. Isn't there an element of, like, let's see if he can stay on the field for a couple weeks before we pay him in the offseason? Because paying a guy who was hurt in the offseason hasn't really worked out for them in Christian McCaffrey. Like, because I do see that element as well. Like, I hear you on shutting him down, but I have questions on if he can stay healthy. Like, and it's fair or not. Like, the poor guy got hurt again, and it's only been 2 weeks.
If it was like an ankle sprain or something, but he's coming off an Achilles. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a major injury. And that's, again, that's him. What happened with McCaffrey, and it's like heavy workload. Like, nothing ever happened. There's no easing them in. You know what I'm saying? That's the point I was trying to make.
No, Dave, I agree with you on that. I thought last week after the Rams game, I saw enough in the first half to shut him down. I said, okay, I know Dre's back. Let's just protect him from himself. He came out. He left the Rams game with knee tightness, for crying out loud. Knee tightness. So I'm thinking to myself, is that related to the Achilles tendon? Is it not? And then he comes back and four plays in. You hear Tony Romo, Jim Nantz, Dre Greenlaw's out. I'm like, calf? Really? All right. Fine. Like, 57 doesn't need to play. I've seen enough from him.
Yeah, he's going to be a good linebacker. Trust him to be healthy next year?
Well, after an offseason, if he doesn't rush himself back, sure. Hey, look, football's a violent sport.
Ugh, I know.
Football's a violent sport.
Position?
You can get played. I mean, any position. You can get hurt on any single play. Hell, Dre Greenlaw didn't even get hurt on the field. He got hurt running onto the field, getting ready for a defensive huddle. You know what I mean? So
it's just, I worry about him, like, for all of next year. He couldn't even play a full half.
No, he couldn't.
You know, like that. I have major concerns on him, and he is a great player when he's out there. I mean, it's a noticeable difference. The defense looks totally different when he's out there.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Dave in San Jose. Dave in San Jose, hey, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Cool.
I listen to the show every morning. I just wanted to touch on the Brock Purdy. You know, you guys got to remember he's 24 years old, and he's a seventh-round draft pick. You know, he played his butt off last year. He played a really good year. I'm not willing to, you know, just say, oh yeah, he's done. Let's move on from him. You know, he's had a lot of banged up players, a lot of important players that played a key and are having a successful role last year. So I think, you know, just keep letting them develop, you know, give them some more key players to surround him. I think he'll be just fine. Y'all guys have a good one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good call. Let's go to Miguelito real quick in the city. Miguelito, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey, hello, fellas. First of all, that Doobie Award sounded fun. I'll try to make it next year. My thing is, you know how I feel about Brock, and I don't know if you guys remembered the movie Braveheart, and there was a scene where the king came back from like 2 years out at war, and his effeminate son had his boyfriend. And the boyfriend tried to talk strategy to the king. And I don't know if you remember, the king put his arm around the guy, walked into the window, and fly, eagle, fly. And that's, you know, it's time for a change, man. He had a good season. He had a good 3 years, man, better than a lot of people. But it's, you know, time for a change.
So you want to change the quarterback. Time for a change.
Yeah, they he never gave Josh Dobbs one snap this year. What's the even point of it? And I heard about they got the dude Tanner Mordecai. I was watching him on tape. Man, he looks way better than Brock, man. So I mean, you know, they could get off that dude, man. He's not all that, man. Take the makeup off, man. It's all come off, man. It's you know, he's done in my book.
Well, I disagree on that. Like, it's so hard to find competent quarterback play that you don't just get rid of someone who's still an asset, right? I would add something to the mix. Like, that's where I'm adding to this. I'm drafting somebody. I don't know where. I'm drafting somebody. I'm bringing somebody in. Like, unless you can definitively upgrade, You're not just getting rid of Brock Purdy. It's just so hard. And you've talked about this. Like, the drop-off from Tua to whoever the Thompson kid is that's backing up is, like, Grand Canyon-esque. And all of us think Tua is very mediocre. You know, I think
he's
most
solid.
People.
I think he's solid. He's solid. He's solid. Is he, you know?
Okay. Solid. So, whatever. But the drop-off is pretty big, right? From a solid player yeah. to a guy who's clearly a backup. Now, I don't know what the drop-off is between Brock and Dobbs, but I bet it's similar in terms of what it is from Tua to his backup.
We saw it with Brandon Allen.
Although he did make a couple throws.
Let's go to... Oh, Uncle Gene's been on hold for way too long. Way too long, Uncle Gene. My apologies. What's up, Uncle Gene?
Great to see you.
Great to see you Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That was great. That was most fun I've had in a long time, man. Oh. And, you know, hanging around the Roasters, those are the kind of people I grew up with. So that was it's kind of like comfort food for me.
That's awesome.
Anyways, I really enjoyed the time. And, you know, I love meeting your families, your beautiful wives and kids. And thank you so much, Joe, you and your the other Shassies for that beautiful shirt you gave me. I'm wearing it for every game. I wore it for the last Dubs game. And
nice.
I think it helped.
Nice.
Anyways. All right, so I wanted to say something about Ricky, whose career I followed the entire time. But I see that the conversation's about Purdy. So I just want to quickly sort of sum up where I stand on this. And what I've been trying to say is, listen, he's not an elite quarterback. I think we can say that, you know, confidently. I think we can all agree. He needs a lot of help, all right? The kind of help that he had last year. Except that now you're going to take $50 or $60 million away from the money to put that team together. That's what bothers me. So, I mean, if he was willing to settle for 30, 35, you know, that's going to help us, you know, once again, build a team around him again. The O-line, the D-line, and, you know, fill in all these weaknesses that we have to. If he's going to demand $50 or $60 million, I think there's a problem. I understand there are opt-outs and other financial machinations we can go through to make this work. But bottom line, I just don't think we should be giving him much more than that if we want to build a team around him. Now, this whole thing about Darnold, by the way, I don't know, anybody that's still down on Darnold should watch the end of the Vikings game yesterday and watch that beautiful play to Justin Jefferson to score the winning touchdown. Now, granted, he's throwing it to the best receiver in football, but the way he evaded those tacklers and on the run threw a perfect throw to Jefferson, I'm not sure Brock Purdy on his best days can make that play. I'll be honest with you. So I wouldn't dismiss Mr. Darnold too soon. I don't know if I have any more time. I'd like to say a few things about Ricky.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so, you know, I remember him when he came up. And to me, this kind of a comparison between when Curry came to the Warriors and when Ricky came to the A's. He came in 79. Curry, I believe, in 2009. They came to horrible teams. I mean, the A's had been decimated by Charlie Finley. I think the inspiration for John Fisher, who was all bottom line and destroyed the dynasty as a result. And, you know, he came to the team in 79, played about half the season. They still lost 108 games. But you could see the vibe changing. You could see this guy, you know, this, three sports star out of Berkeley, really, really as a piece to build around. And that's what they did. And eventually, of course, they won that championship in 89. Sorry, Giants fans. Same with Curry, okay? And the two memories that I have of Henderson along the way, two best memories. First of all, I was at the game with my 12-year-old son, Derek. I hope you kept the stub when he broke Lou Brock's record. Yeah. Lou Brock. He lifted the bag and said he was the greatest. That was quite a moment. And then some years later, after he retired, I was walking up to my seat, and he was coming down in the Coliseum. And he was right in front of me, and I was like a 12-year-old kid. And I said, "Ricky," and he just smiled at ear-to-ear grin and chuckled and walked past. But I don't know if we won or lost, but it didn't matter. It just it made a moment for me.
I love that.
And finally, listen, you know, he died died too young. I mean, he was a man of steel, S-T-E-A-L, but we all thought he was a man of steel, S-T-E-E-L. And so this was a shock to our system. I thought he was going to live well into his 80s or 90s. But in a sense, it's kind of timely and appropriate because Oakland sports has now died with the A's leaving. And so maybe it was time for Ricky after all. So rest in peace, Ricky.
Good call, Gene.
Wow. Good call. Rest in peace, Ricky Henderson. No doubt about it. A great one here. We can end the show about Ricky in just a second, but I do want to get back to Brock Purdy and the loss yesterday to the Dolphins. Niners lose 29-17. Brock Purdy throws an interception to seal the deal, basically. Try to make a layer throw in an intermediate 10 to 15 yard range. Guy in his face gets hit, throws it, boom, picked. Could say maybe it's not a great throw. Maybe not great anticipation, but I want to know for people out there, 888-957-9570, what is your big takeaway from the loss yesterday? Is it the quarterback? Is that your big takeaway, the quarterback not playing up to standards? What about Kyle Shanahan? Is it Nick Bosa in the defense? Is it Nick Bosa in the run defense? Is it the offensive line play? Because to me, when I turned off that game and I thought to myself, I said, okay, Brock threw the pick, and that sucks. But as I'm watching that game, I said, boy, they have to reinvest in this offensive line. You're not going anywhere if you can't protect the quarterback. It is just, it's an old adage. You don't protect the quarterback, you're not winning anything in this league. You have to protect your quarterback, whether it's Brock, Jimmy, Trey, I don't care who it is back there. You have to invest in the offensive line. And to me, that was the biggest takeaway because even in the run game, the offensive line stunk yesterday. I mean, there was no lanes open in the run game. So I think the Niners have to invest in the trenches defensively as well. And they've done a lot of that, and they failed in the trenches on the defense side of football. But the offensive line, my biggest takeaway, sure, Brock Purdy has his shortcomings. But I need offensive line play in the worst way. The offensive line must get better for next season.
Big takeaways from yesterday. Where has this Debo been all year? Like, I don't even know what to make of it. Where has it been? Is it just simply he looks fresher? Is he, you know, X amount of weeks removed from the pneumonia? Is he just playing better? Is it now that everything's meaningless? I no idea. But where was this Debo all year? Is Bosa playing? What is going on with Nick Bosa? I mean, didn't hear his name once outside of the time they referenced his father. Obviously need a new kicker. It's just like, duh. Running backs, you reference there's no run game, and that probably goes hand-in-hand with the offensive line. But they need whatever happens with Jordan Mason and Guerrero, I like those guys. Neither of them could be your bell cow all year long. They just can't stay healthy all year. I cannot. Maybe they can down the line. I can't trust them to. I think I need to draft another running back. Who knows about CMC? And then I go back to the Brock. He's had opportunities to kind of, you know, seize the moment and overcome all of the adversity of a game, and he's just failed to rise to the occasion.
The minus 53-point differential in the fourth quarter for the 49ers is the worst in the league. So the fourth quarter
minus 53 in the fourth quarter?
Minus 53-point differential in the fourth quarter.
Worst in the league. Wow.
And
wow.
I know the easy way out is saying the quarterback has to play better in the fourth quarter, which he does.
Defense
has to be better. The special teams have to be better. This has been a complete team collapse. To me, it's been a complete team collapse, not just on the quarterback, not just on the defense. It's everything. Everything. But a minus 53-point differential in the fourth quarter for the 49ers. And it lies on Shanahan and his record and coming back. And, you know, can they seal the deal? Can they finish? Well, we saw the Super Bowl. They didn't finish. Both Super Bowls. Super Bowl 54 and the one last year in Vegas.
They referenced the one in Miami over and over and over on the broadcast. Kyle Juszczyk caught the touchdown pass from Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's like, oh, my God, they just kept bringing it up. That stadium does look cool, though.
Yeah, it does. It does look
good. Got really loud, actually.
Hard Rock. Let's go. A lot of Niner fans down there. Let's go to Word in Oakland. Word, what's up, Word?
Fellas, what's happening? Hope you guys are well. Well, you sound well. Your voices are working. This conversation about Brock is frustrating only because, like, I appreciate the nuance that Bonte is providing. I do respect your passion, Shafty, but it seems like you want the conversation started. Brock is a problem. And if you're not saying that only, then you're caping or you're not quite, you know what I mean? Like, Bonte, when we